On Tuesday, a federal judge ordered the release of Pablo Villavicencio Calderón from immigration detention. Villavicencio is an undocumented immigrant from Ecuador, and ICE detained him last month after making a food delivery to a military base in Brooklyn, New York. Here to bring us up to speed on Villavicencio's release is Juan Manuel Benitez, host of Pura Política on Spectrum Noticias, New York One. Juan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tansina.
So, very interesting story here. Remind us about Pablo Vicencio Calderón, how he was detained by ICE. This was when he was making a food delivery in Brooklyn.
Correct. June 1st, he went to make a delivery at that army base. And like in many other occasions before, he presented his ID NYC, that municipal ID here in New York that many immigrants and many undocumented immigrants have, so they have a photo ID whenever they go to an official building. In that occasion, the official at the Army base didn't like that ID and just ran a background check on Villavicencio. And he discovered an outstanding deportation order from 2010. It's because he came into the country in 2008, and then in 2010, when his asylum application was denied, he voluntarily said, I'm going to leave the country. He never left. He never went back to Ecuador. And in 2013, he married Sandra Chica, now who is a naturalized citizen. Now he has two small daughters. They are also citizens of the United States. So the judge yesterday, and it was really remarkable to be in the courthouse yesterday, the federal courthouse. Judge Paul Crowdy, who is a George W. Bush appointee, he was extremely forceful with the government's lawyer. And he said things such as, the powerful are doing what they want, the poor are suffering what they must. Remember that Villavicencio didn't have a criminal record before. He just had that outstanding deportation order from 2010.
And should he have been protected because New York is a sanctuary city? Did that play any role in this at all?
Or? When it comes to an army base, that's a federal government jurisdiction. So it's really hard to make that case. However, the judge kept saying, this person doesn't have a criminal record. He has been paying taxes. He's a family man. He has a family who are all citizens of the United States in this case. So why is the government detaining him?
And what was their response? I mean, what was the government's case? Was it this outstanding deportation order that he had violated? What exactly were they trying to prove?
What's happening lately, and you know, Tansina, is that ICE is coming into communities, immigrant communities all over the country. And if you have a deportation order that you never complied with, then they're going to arrest you, and they're going to try to put you on the next flight back to your country, to the country where you were born. They've done that repeatedly, and that's what they tried to do also with Villavicencio. They couldn't do it because a few days after he was arrested on June 1st, a few days later, there was a stay on his deportation. Like a federal judge, another one in the same Southern District, said, wait a minute, we have to hear the case and what he has to say. And what Judge Crotty yesterday was trying to say is that he started the adjustment to regularize his status back in February of this year. Why don't you let him go through the process? And once that process is done, even if the government says, we're not going to give you a green card, then just deport him, but give him due process.
And the judge actually did say, Crotty said, you know, quote, is there any concept of justice here? Which I thought was a pretty powerful thing to say in addition to what you were mentioning earlier.
It was. And yes, I was in the overflow room in the courthouse. It was packed with friends, supporters, lawyers. And every time the judge said something like this, everybody was cheering for the family, for Villavicencio. It's a really... You know, a lot of people can say, you know, this is the rule of law. We have to follow rules. We have to follow the law. But this country always shows some sort of compassion for stories like Villavicencio's, right? And people are seeing how the government just goes unchecked right now and how the messages from the White House are immigrants are bad. They are all gang members. And even when he goes to Europe, the president is saying immigrants are destroying the culture.
And I think what's so interesting about this case, too, is that, and maybe this is why it was tugging at a lot of people's heartstrings in New York, is that he did, as you mentioned, had an ID. Mm-hmm. He had a New York City identification card specifically issued for people who don't have more formal types of identification. He was working, right?
Right.
He was working. He's married. He's a family man. I mean, all these things. And in fact, he was essentially outed when he was working. So I think that was one of the things that maybe made a lot of New Yorkers really passionate about this case.
And many people now are wondering, is the IDNYC now a liability for many immigrants? Because it happened also to Margarito and Concepcion Silva. Grandparents from Mexico, they've been in this country for 20 years. And on July 4th, they went to visit their son-in-law and they went to the Fort Drum Army base around the Buffalo area. They showed their IDNYC and they were detained as well. And they were really close to deportation and they were released a couple of days ago, again, by another judge saying, let's get them through the process first.
And this is an ID, once again, for our listeners who are outside of New York, that New York City and state created so that people could have ID, right? So that
many other cities in the country. Since the early 2000s, some cities in the country, because there's no resolution with immigration reform in Washington, they've been trying to give some sort of photo ID to these undocumented immigrants that are part of the communities all over the country, but who they are waiting for their chance to to regularize their immigration status.
Where do you see this going? What kind of message, if any, does this send about people like Villavicencio's?
I think for him, hopefully he'll have a chance to have due process and to go through the process and maybe get that green card that he wants. But the message here is that how many undocumented immigrants like Villavicencio right now are slipping through the cracks of this administration and their zero tolerance policy.
Because his case did get a lot of media attention.
Correct.
And he was detained for a little over a month, right? Waiting for this to happen.
Correct. And we know that there are so many cases like his all over the country. Many of them don't get the same media attention, but this is happening. And many immigrant communities all over the country are scared and fear that they might be next.
Juan Manuel Benitez is host of Pura Política on Spectrum Noticias, New York One. Juan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Tansina.